Thanks a lot, Dr. Dan. You are listening to 91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You're listening to Locals Only, the second hour of the show where we go out and get a local Arizona band. We pull them out of the clubs, put them on the air, and into your home, your car, wherever you are. I'm your host, Michael John Serpy. My guests tonight, they're all for one and one for all. Coming to you live from Studio 2A, here's Nobody at All.
Let's hit the road and get off this plateau, 'cause if not now, we may never go. Let's steal away. Let's not waste a day, 'cause if not now, then we'll always be this way. And I don't wanna take my chances and wait for what the future holds. Time ain't gonna wait for no man. And I didn't used to feel so old. I don't wanna wait my lifetime until my ducks are all in a row. My baby, we're in our prime. Come on, let's hit the road. Let's hop a plane and fly all the way to Spain. 'Cause if not now, we may go insane. Let's hit the trail. We just cannot fail. 'Cause if not now, then inertia will prevail. And I don't wanna take my chances and wait for what the future holds. Time ain't gonna wait for no man. And I didn't used to feel so old. I don't wanna wait my lifetime until my ducks are all in a row. Come on, baby, we're in our prime. Come on, let's hit the road. I know you're thinking we've got a lot to lose, and that's what I'm thinking too. And I'd never even try this if it weren't for you. There's a whole wide world out there. There's an adventure that we can share. You and I could have it all, but only if we dare. So come with me and see what we can see. 'Cause if not now, then a pity it will be. 'Cause we are young. So let's go have some fun. 'Cause if not now, then it's over before it's begun. And I don't wanna take my chances and wait for what the future holds. Time ain't gonna wait for no man. And I didn't used to feel so old. I don't wanna wait my lifetime until my ducks are all in a row. Oh, come on, baby, we're in our prime. Come on, let's hit the road. I don't wanna take my chances, yeah. Time ain't gonna wait for no man. And I didn't used to feel so old. I don't wanna wait my lifetime until my ducks are all in a row. Oh, come on, baby, we're in our prime. Come on, let's hit the road. great. You wanna be more than just a flash in the pan. You wanna go off, you wanna grow up, you wanna be the man, you wanna be the man. But sometimes you don't know what you could have been when you come and go. I bet you sometimes you don't even know which way the wind blows. Looking for something you can't find. You're looking everywhere, but not looking inside. You want to go off, you want to live up to everything they ever said. Everything they ever said. But sometimes you don't know what you could have been when you come and go. I bet you sometimes you don't even know which way the wind blows. Everyone is just a little bit scared of all the complicatedness of having everything they ever wanted. You want to go off, you want to give in to everything that keeps you down and everything that pushes you down. But sometimes you don't know what you could have been when you come and go. Bet you sometimes you don't even know which way the wind blows. Took off this time yesterday, drove off into the night. It's been 2 tanks of gas since 6 a.m. and there's no end in sight. Boston blinking in the rearview mirror. Headed north on Highway 95. And though I don't know where it is I'm headed, I know it will be late when I arrive. So I drive into the night. I will leave the past behind. I am lost without a fight. And now the life has passed me by. I drive and wonder where all these things have happened, and I have never asked why. I always thought someday I'd know.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only. I'm your host, Michael John Serpy. I'm sitting here with Seth, Brian, and Marco from Nobody At All. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, sheesh. Our pleasure. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? For those people out there who don't know you, take it around the horn. What's your name and what do you do?
I'm Seth. I sing and play guitar. Occasionally I write a decent song.
My name's Brian. I play the cello and am and honored to play with Seth, who writes all these decent songs.
I'm Marco. I play the saxophone, and I am honored to play with Seth, who writes the songs, and Brian, who gives credit to Seth for writing the songs.
We didn't realize you were so funny.
I didn't either.
A lot happens once he takes that sax out of his mouth.
I think it's the live performance.
You don't know that.
Yeah. Just put a mic in front of me and, you know.
Maybe we should play.
All right. Yeah, we got some time. So tell us really quick, though. How long you came from New York originally?
Originally is a vague term. But, most recently I came here from New York City.
Okay. And you've been here for how long?
About two and a half years?
2.5 years.
Yeah, I hooked up with Brian almost immediately after I got here. It's really hard to put a band together in New York. Mm-hmm. So I flew an ad up on Craigslist when I got here, and Brian bit, and I haven't let him go since. So we've been playing here for about 2 years.
Yeah.
In various forms.
So you guys are the cornerstone of the band. You have people come and go.
We're trying to pull Marco in.
Yeah, well, he's a busy man.
I'm here now. Hey.
So what you've been doing stuff as a duo as of recently, right? Or
mm-hmm. So. We actually just recorded an album as a duo, a little EP.
Yeah,
called Two Tanks of Gas, which is the song you just heard is on that. It's a featured album.
Okay, and you have another one called Swiss
Army. The Swiss Army EP is one we put out last year.
Okay, so this EP release that's coming up at Old Town Artisans is for the two Tanks of Gas EP.
Well, it's for that, and it's for another EP. We're still nailing down the final title.
Okay. We might even call it that.
Yeah.
Yet unnamed.
Yet unnamed. But that's going to be a blast. We're going to be playing that show on the 17th, like you said, at Old Town Artisans with the Earthlings and the Tangelos.
Yeah.
Going to be a free show for anybody that wants to come out.
Yeah.
7 o'clock show.
And Tangelos, they have an album coming out soon, too, I believe.
They do.
In November, mid-November, yeah. They're good friends of ours, and so are the Earthlings, and we're really looking forward to... actually, we put our heads together and decided to do no cover charge, have it be free. Because in October, it's one of the nicest things to do is sit under the stars at Old Town Artisans and watch some good music. And we like to think that all three bands are pretty good. Yeah. We know the other two are.
Definitely. So. And that's great. I like that on your website, too. You said a recession-friendly price.
Yes. Yeah, money-back guarantee as well.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, if you're not happy with it, we'll refund you free.
All right, great. Let's get. What are you gonna play for us next?
Well, this is a tune that's off of our upcoming album, and if you watched a video that we put up recently for had a bunch of cute little cats on it. This video is called The song is called Clean Slate. Okay. It'll be on the EP that we'll be releasing on the 17th.
I actually did look at that video. It got a lot of oohs and ahs at the household, where we got a bunch of cats at our house. So
yeah. Right. There was some music playing in the background. We didn't really pay attention to that. But gosh, those cats were cute.
They were the formula for a video of cats. Yeah. You guys were the cats, meow. Who are you kidding?
You have that look about you, like one who's been in pain. You're feeling bruised and battered, but do not be ashamed. I promise not to ask you what was his name. I promise not to tell you that he was just an old flame. Clean slate, staying up late, wine and Shakespeare by candlelight. Feels great to celebrate deep into the night. So did he tell you you're not pretty? Did he tell you you're not smart? Did he break your will? Did he break your heart? And all the things that you remember, let them bubble to the top. You have to heal the wound before the pain will ever stop. Will ever stop. I know that you loved him, and love's a crazy thing, 'cause without love, painters wouldn't paint, dreamers wouldn't dream, and singers wouldn't sing. The only thing I ask you, just take off that ring. Sooner you move on, the memories start to lose their sting. So forget all of it, 'cause tonight there is only us. Your eyes are wet, regret. I'm here when you need to discuss. So did he tell you you're not pretty? Did he tell you you're not smart? Did he break your will?
break your heart, and all the things that you remember, let them bubble to the top. You have to heal the wound before the pain will ever stop. So did he tell you you're not pretty? Did he tell you you're not smart? Did he break your will? Did he break your heart? And all the things that you remember, let them bubble to the top. You have to heal the wound before the pain will ever stop. Ever stop? So does it ever
do another one. This is called Swiss Army, and that's also going to be on the upcoming as yet untitled EP.
We did a quick recording that came out pretty good at Loveland last year, mm-hmm. and we did that mainly for demo purposes, but we enjoyed the song so much that we decided to cut it again.
Yeah,
because we got some new players. Marco was in the studio with us, and Jim Howe was on the drums. Mm-hmm. So, quite a band.
And were those guys new for you as well, or were they playing with you before?
For the last year.
For the last year.
Off and on, yeah. Mm-hmm. As available.
Whenever we can get them, yeah. essentially.
Yeah.
So this anyway, this
the
is...
The good ones are hard to find.
Yeah, and yeah. harder to keep.
This is called Swiss Army. A one, a two, a three, a four... Bad metaphors of death and love and life, but in a world of designer handbags, you're a little red Swiss Army knife. Pretend to be so plain Jane, but your beauty hits me like a freight train. When you're around, there's something new and different every day. I understand a little more with every word you say, but I look into your eyes and I'm lost. You're mellow, but you're intense. Confusing, but you make sense. You can talk philosophy without a hint of pretense. Like Southern California meets New England common sense. You're a versatile thing that I want to keep with me, cause there's nothing quite as beautiful as versatility. You read like a scholar, play like a baller. You're savage on a mountain bike and cuddly at the movies. Swiss Army girlfriend, Swiss Army life. Kisses, teases, corkscrews, tweezers, all wrapped up into a little red knife. Fill documentaries and exhibition halls with tales of our crazy life. But in a world of designer handbags, we're a little red Swiss Army knife. We're shipwrecked survivors. We're solving problems like MacGyver. Even when we're sober, need a designated driver. With every breath we take, we get a little higher till it feels like we're flying through the sky. Just like a piece of airmail, we are the song you write when words fail. Midtown Manhattan meets the Oregon Trail. A contradiction down to the last detail. Now all this evidence serves to support the theme that there's nothing quite as beautiful as versatility. Whether we're kicking it in the hood or roughing it in the woods, we got bad puns, reruns, nice puns, and so much fun. Oh, beautiful creature, kindergarten teacher,
Oh, you're all that I'm seeing. Beer pong champion. Wow. You're all prim and proper. A night at the opera. Then it's back to my place for nachos and Star Wars. Swiss Army girlfriend. Swiss Army life. Kitten, tiger, Phillips screwdriver, all wrapped up into a little red knife. Swiss Army girlfriend. And now become my Swiss Army wife. My love and my hope and my beer bottle opener, all wrapped up into a little red
Yet another tune off of the upcoming EP. We just have to plug the thing.
Oh, yeah. Make use of the time.
In your role, stumbling upon my soul. Tell me, can I know if you care? If you don't, you play the part so well that nobody can tell. Is it just pretend? Tell me, am I just your friend? And if you go, I won't miss this much at all. It's time you chose. No one lives their lives alone. So flee, the one go, or stay. Show. Seize the upper hand by hiding everything you can. Is it all some clever plan? I do not understand. With your feelings on the shelf, you lied me into yourself. 'Cause everything that you conceal is everything you wish was real. And if you go, I won't miss this much at all. Chose. No one lives their lives alone. If you go, I won't miss this much at all. It's time you chose. No one lives their lives alone. So flee, go on, go. One go, flee, go on, go, or stay. It's your show.
Nice. 91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only. I'm your host, Michael John Serpy. Support of Locals Only is provided by Hancock Recording, offering digital recording, editing, and professional CD creation. Hancock Recording is available live, on location, or in the studio. 405-7100 or email hancockrecording@yahoo.com. Again, I'm here coming to you live from Studio 2C with nobody at all. We've got Seth, Brian, and Marco here joining me. So we were talking a little bit. You guys have been doing some recording. You got the EP coming out. Seth, you're very very expressive. Like when you're
No, I thought you were gonna say something bad. I'm like, oh my god, do I smell? Because it's hot in here. I don't know. Maybe I smell.
No, you're doing all right. Okay. So far. And I would know because you're right under the cooler, so that'd be blowing and knocking us over.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Well, then I must be all right.
But you're very expressive. I mean, you definitely you get a lot of words in there. You get them in there quick, but still the picture unravels. You definitely paint a nice picture with your lyrics and very put it out there on the sleeve. I mean, it's very kind of journal-esque how you write and how you sing.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. what motivates you? Like, where does this come from? How long you've been playing music, and what would you say is like your most motivating factor of what gets these songs across?
Well, it's a strange combination of word games and peer pressure. I would never have started playing guitar if I hadn't seen a couple of buddies of mine in high school play at this talent show, and like, I could do better than that. So it's weird how it all starts in something really dumb. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, sometimes some of the most weird inspiration comes from somebody telling me that you can't write a song that doesn't have the letter E in it.
Is there a story behind that?
Yeah, actually.
We can play that one next.
Which one is that?
That's Far to Go.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll play that one next. Yeah. There's, I was in a songwriting circle in Columbus with several other musicians that would go to this open mic. Most notably, my buddy Eric Nassau, who has inspired a couple of my songs. And we would get together every week or every couple of weeks and give each other feedback on our new songs. We would give each other assignments to bring back a song for the next week that, like, start with the Ohio River and go from there, or write a song that doesn't contain any first-person references, or write a song that doesn't have the letter E in it. So it develops.
That's a good one.
Well, yeah, I was feeling particularly sadistic that day, and it's a focus on the craft of songwriting as well as the art of it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes to you know, it's the left foot and the right foot. Sometimes leaning on the left foot can make the right foot stronger, which only makes sense if you think about it.
How ironic.
Yeah.
I just keep
talking until Brian just tells me to shut up.
Well, actually, that's good segue, because I want to talk about Brian real quick too. I mean, this is one thing, you know, for what you guys do, it's, you know, you do have a pretty unique orchestration here. Brian, I think, is a major part of your sound. I mean, he's playing this space age cello over there through pedals and got a really nice sound, very full.
We got that cello at a pawn shop in the future.
And then you got back in time for the show.
Exactly.
But you're very, I mean, you're a great player. You fill out the sounds really nice, and you're very delicate and very precise in your playing, but still create a lot of, I mean, this guy's over here writing really sensitive, picturesque songs, and you guys really flesh it out with some real emotive compositions.
One thing I always push for, when no matter who's playing with us, is that we don't get on top of Seth's words, mm-hmm. that we're accompanying him, that he's the guy in the front man slot, and so many bands, it seems, are all trying to outdo each other, and we have another player that comes in on saxophone with us, Frank Archiolo, and we've dialed it in with him too. We work at it. We work at trying to keep it simple, mm-hmm. And keeping the song and not getting too complicated and the arrangement around it, and then once that happens, we can play off each other and have fun with it.
Yeah.
If you try too hard to start, it sometimes is a snowball effect of cacophony, you know. Yeah,
you gotta pace yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you do great. You do a great job accenting the lyrical content and just really filling out the sound.
I'm just thinking snowball effect of cacophony would be a great name for the EP.
It might be.
Maybe.
All right, well, let's get back to the music. We got probably about another...
I said that last week, and you said it was a lousy name.
I did. I needed to hear it in context.
That could be one for your future prog rock project.
Yeah. So is this going to be the song without an E in it?
This is the song that doesn't have the letter E in it, and it's called Far to Go. Whoa.
All right, you're listening to Nobody at All on the Locals Only.
In this arid land of dust and wind stands a runaway looking for a way in. A backdrop of mountains upon a scruffy looking sky, trying to find a way out of this madman's mind. So run and don't you stop. I run until you know you ain't got that far, you ain't got far to go. So run and don't you stop. Satisfy your soul. You ain't got that far, you ain't got far to go. Along a zigzag trail through a storybook in which good guys fail, wanting only to subsist. A twist, a shift of paradigm, trying to find a way out of this madman's mind. Until you know you ain't got that far, you ain't got far to go. So run and don't you stop. Satisfy your soul. You ain't got that far, you ain't got far to go.
Thanks.
I'm glad you think so.
I was expecting, you know, it would be something that you drew attention to the fact that there was no E's in the song, but, you know, without you having mentioned it, the song totally stands on its own. It's not a novelty song.
Well, that's what's cool about it.
This is the first time I've heard that story, and I would not have suspected that that song had no E's.
Oh, come on. I tell that story like every show we play. No?
He's not paying attention.
No, I really haven't. What'd you say?
Not at every show.
What? Hey? Who? Let's play some songs with a capo in the third fret, just for the heck of it. Maybe we'll do Junction.
Junction's a good one. Oh, how much time do we have left? We have to stop at 56 minutes after the hour. So, and I got one more thing to read, so you got about 10 minutes.
Pay the bills.
Maybe we should let Marco jump around on the clarinet then.
I could do that.
Let's bring him down. Everything we've done is pretty upbeat. Can you pull the clarinet?
Sure.
Go ahead and pull that, and I'll read this, get this out of the way. KXCI.org is your internet home for community radio. At KXCI.org, you can find the playlist from your favorite shows, a calendar of concerts and community events, free web streaming, news headlines, the KXCI blogs, links to your underwriters, the KXCI web store, and much, much more. KXCI.org. Make it your homepage today. I have, and I've been a better man since. Again, I'm here with...
I can tell by looking at you.
I'm here with Nobody at All, coming to you live from Studio 2A. We got about 10 more minutes in the program. We got Marco pulling out more things to stick in his mouth and make gorgeous sounds with.
No comments.
Good one. All right.
Sometimes, but not the kind that makes emotions burn. Just a trickle, warm and fickle. Ah, you think I'd learn? It hurts for a little while, but then it starts to fade. I am not a suicide, but I've had my share of razor blades. Come on, my Aranya, come on, make me feel something. Anything that'll let me know the world is real. Cause I don't believe that the world is real. I don't believe that the world is real. I don't believe that the world is real. Darkness. It's not that friends won't help. It's that I hide it deep inside and refuse to help myself. Instead, I compromise a different mask each day. I'm on a quest for clarity and I'm lost along the way. So take this needle and put it in my vein. And for just little while, there's pleasure and there's pain. Come on, my Aranya, come on, make me feel something, anything that'll let me know the world is real. Cause I don't believe that the world. November evening, walked across the junction, only half perceiving the ramshackle shelter of a dirty plywood ceiling, looking just like a vagrant. Drifting like a shadow, living life in pieces, blinded by potential and haunted by the demons of places he had come from and where his life might lead him, asking all these questions. He had no name and he had no place. Dawn had no mercy, the shadows leave no trace, but the shadows all fade in just the same way. Was receding, everything was exactly as it had been the prior evening. He stared across the railway tracks as though he did not see them, and the world seemed to shimmer. He had no name and he had no place. The dawn had no mercy, shadows leave no trace, but the shadows all fade in just the same way. Just one question to ask of the all-seeing, would you only get one answer, and would you really wanna hear it? So he caught the second freight train as it headed south to Wheeling, 'cause anywhere was better. He had no name and he had no place. The dawn had no mercy, the shadows leave no trace, but the shadows all fade in just the same way. Yeah. He had no name and he had no place, just another shadow, just another day. And the shadows all fade in just the same way.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You're listening to the end of Locals Only. Sitting here with nobody at all. We got a few more minutes before we got to hand it over to Bob and the Hub. So let's just recap real quick. You guys have an EP release show happening October 12th?
17th.
17th. Sorry. The 17th at Old Town Artisans.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be playing with...
The Earthlings and Tangelos.
All right.
It's going to be a free show.
It starts at 7. We wanted to do it a little outside of the box so that we could get families and friends down there that sometimes don't always want to go to a late night show.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a great opportunity because, like you said, it's a great venue. It's going to be free.
All ages.
Yeah. And it is family friendly.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure some adults might be imbibing a little bit, you know. Well, they do have tequila.
If by some adults you mean Seth.
Yeah.
There'll be some boozing going on.
There'll be some boozing. There'll be some carousing. You know, bring your family.
Where can people reach you on the worldwide intranet?
Well, on the World Wide Web, you can dial us in at nobodyetal.com. Mm-hmm. So nobodyetal.com.
Okay.
That'll have all the info. You can find us on Facebook. We'd love to have you be our fan. And we're even experimenting with this newfangled thing called Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Once in a while. I know.
Look out.
Twittering now.
Now you're Twittering.
Yeah. I'm Twittering right now.
That's amazing. Yeah. Multitasking. I
couldn't
that
tell.
You're, that you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, Twitter just by thinking about it.
I got it wired into my jaw last week. So.
You know, we're laughing now, but just give it a few years, you know. It's just going to be the next step.
Chip in your brain.
Chip in your brain. You just blink a couple times and Bill Gates gets an email.
I actually just canceled my MySpace, canceled my Facebook accounts.
Really?
Yeah, I woke up the other day and I felt like a Pavlov's dog. Every time a little ding went off in my pocket, I had to stop what I was doing and I was like, this is silly.
But how do you tell people when you're going to the can?
Yeah, really.
Right.
I mean, what do you? Nobody knows.
You know what I do?
That's
I get,
not fair.
I get on the air and I just tell the good people, going to the can. All right, I'm going to take a gamble. I think Bob's probably over there. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks Michael.
To Nobody at All for
Thank you, sir.
Coming in here and
Thanks
doing
for
it up proper.
Us.
No problem. We'll have you back. Stay tuned for The Hub.